B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Rap Party Podcast. It's a somber day here. We just found out we're being evicted.
Our show is getting the big boot.
It was a good run.
Well, not for broadcast.
No.
Yeah, we're still good for broadcast. But our offices, we just talked about this on the Rap Party on how we have 1.5 offices. An office where we have calls that are screened and we talk and there's work done. And then the other office is where we keep all of our equipment for video. And we just got evicted from both.
Yeah. Well, it was about a year we had that office.
Which seems to be the thing here. Have you noticed that every year we have to move?
Mm-hmm.
And Loren, by the way, bought furniture for our main office.
Which I'm not leaving, by the way. Corporate's not getting those pieces.
No, but what are we going to do with them?
I'll sell them, I guess.
Can people come do porch pickups here at the radio station if they buy them?
Guess so.
We'll buy your accent chairs. I'm currently trying to move into a house.
So our main headquarters is in Naples, but Digital Corporate is here in Charlotte, and they just keep taking over the building more and more. And our poor boss, Walter, who is in charge of every radio station that you see and hear on the dial, is now in charge of moving people around like he's a realtor.
Yeah.
But this was our original office that we were moved out of and then moved back in.
Yeah. And now producer Nicole's saying that, boss man's saying that there's not even another option. You don't even use it, which we haven't used it, but the interns do.
We use it. I mean, our production uses it.
Yeah.
Well, and we used to get kicked out of the studio, we used to take meetings in there.
Yeah.
Right.
And not to mention, where are we going to put all of our stuff now?
I haven't really thought of that. And you know what's crazy is evictions come fast around here. This is not a 2-week warning. I guarantee we got to be out by Thursday.
Yeah, and we're just going to have to lug everything around. Well, I guess so they're going to say goodbye to all things video because I need to have a secured location for video.
Yeah.
So we'll no longer be able to produce any video content. So
no, well, look at the positive side of things, Roy. Don't go to the negative side.
There's a boss listening to this, just so you know, you're screwing things up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take all my video equipment home that I own, secure that, and then I guess we just won't ever do stunts with props because our props are going to go.
Closet.
Yeah, we have a whole prop closet.
So stunts are gone.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a spot back in promotions. I wonder if we could store stuff in a box back there. We just need a big bin. You know, that we can lock.
With a lock.
And we'll just put it in the hallway.
But, you know, Walter, our boss, is right, though. If corporate's going to take that side of the building, I don't know what offices are available.
Yeah.
That we could take.
But we're looking for a shared space in South End. If you guys are listening to the podcast and you have some room for us.
Can't we go over down by sales?
Wouldn't it be awesome if Walter himself got evicted? And he has to move his office.
His office is awesome. He's got the cush office.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows? You know what? I've realized it's just Gravedigger's Ball when we didn't get up on stage because of some miscommunications.
It doesn't matter.
Our bus got a flat tire on the Haunted House tour. You just can't control everything. And you know what? I feel really good about not trying to control everything and not caring.
I do too. I used to be really more in depth with some of the small things with the show. And I've learned to not care.
Yeah, and we've noticed that. Loren and I have talked.
Have you?
Yeah.
This is not a good way to live life, by the way, caring.
I don't care.
It's not that you don't care. It's just
you can't get caught up in it.
You can't get caught up in it.
Yep. I get it, because you can't control it.
Right, so just move on and control what you can control in your life, which the three people in here, these three microphones on our show.
At one point, if we lost our video strategy, I'd have been flipping out. Be like, oh my gosh, we got to progress forward. And now I'm like, well, if these idiots can't see it and don't want to bother with it, I'm good too.
Yeah, we showed you what we could do, you know?
I pass.
Right. We don't have the money for a full-time video production person. That's why we don't do Facebook Live and all that stuff.
Yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Can we move on? Because this is becoming Debbie Downer, and you are going to affect me at some point, so.
Let's move on. It's National Be Kind Day. Has anybody here done anything kind for anyone?
I don't know, but maybe we should tell our bosses that.
Now, in his defense, though, he's just doing what has been passed down.
Sure.
I know. I just wish we could still find an office. Anyway, Be Kind Day. Yes. I'm going to go to Starbucks when we leave here, and I'm going to pay it forward to whoever's behind me. Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Where is there a drive-through Starbucks?
I'm glad you asked, because there's one in Pineville when I get off the highway.
You get off in Pineville?
You get off in Pineville?
If I have some errands to run. Yeah.
Yeah. Shopping.
By the way, for those people that aren't listening, Pineville is a suburb.
Yeah.
And it's about 10 miles away from where Lorenz should be getting off.
Right. That's when she got off.
It's like one exit down from
there. There's a wonderful mall right there when she gets off. You know, I was out with Sterling doing furniture shopping, and he wanted to go to the food court at the mall for dinner.
In Pineville?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have some good furniture stores over there, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's where we were shopping. And then I was really against it.
Why?
And he's like, right. And that was his thing. He goes, there's so many options. We'll both be happy. Let's go there. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't need to go to the mall. He goes, but you do. You need to eat. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't need to go to the mall for that. And then so I was so against it. And then I walked in, and I loved it.
Yeah. It's like a cafeteria. It's the best idea ever.
So I was like, you go there. I'll go there. Then we'll meet back up. And then I realized that it's a deeper internal thing. As a kid, I was never allowed to eat at the food courts because we didn't have the money and we had to go home and cook.
Okay.
And so like that area was like forbidden. You don't go to the food courts.
Okay.
And so I realized that was my issues is ever since I was a little kid. I never ate at a food court when I was a child.
But I see something else glaring, though, that was sticking out for me was like, why, like, I can't eat at the mall food court because I'm not shopping at the mall.
Right. That's the other thing.
But yeah. I was just going to tell you that when I lived in California, I did some construction work and we were demoing an old Kmart that was next to the mall. And we always walked to the mall for lunch.
That's so funny.
Walked in, walked out.
You go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
You don't
I didn't go to the
mall.
Gap. I didn't go to Foot Locker. I went for lunch.
And that blows my mind. I'm like, you go to the mall food court when you're already in the mall. But people don't do that.
I love the Chinese food places at the mall.
Oh, you can walk around and just get samples for everyone and be pretty full.
Like what I won't do at the mall is like Chick-fil-A because I can go to that anywhere. I won't do McDonald's.
Well, I did that.
You did?
Well, I went to Sbarro.
Oh, yeah. Sbarro's not bad because you can't do a drive-thru outside. Like Sbarro is pretty much mall food.
Yeah, yeah. Although when Sterling was at one of those Chinese places that you love, so the guy comes up to him and he goes, do you think this is good? I mean, I am from New York. And Sterling's like, well, me too. And it's fine.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I'm from there too. I don't know. He's like, I don't know what that guy was insinuating, that New York has the best Chinese food.
Remember we talked about that, how New York Chinese food is different than down here. And I don't get it either. I'm from Jersey.
Yeah.
And I'm just hungry. Like, I can't be like, everybody's like, oh, Manny, you're from Jersey. Where's the best pizza? I'm like, the closest place to exactly where I'm standing right now is where the best pizza is. Like, come
Pity
on,
pizza.
You food snobs.
Yeah.
Whitehead, who works in the back, our sales guy, the head of sales, he's the biggest food critic. Cause he'll go, Manny, where do you get Chinese food by where we live? And I tell him, he goes, is it good? And I'm like, bro,
it's Chinese.
For where we live, it's good.
You know, it's like
I'm not going to Beijing.
It's going to be noodles doused in soy with meat. Like, enjoy it.
And the women there are really, really nice, which I like.
Okay.
You know, it's Be Kind Day.
Yeah, it is.
So be kind to people. The other thing we need to talk about is how about Lorenz's surprise guest who called in? Were you mad at Uncle Giuseppe for stealing your identity?
Yeah, I'd like to give Uncle Giuseppe a nice smack upside the head.
I guess he was calling from Italy, but he found you through your au pair. Did the au pair reach out? Did Elena reach out? Did she hear that call?
She did not. The
guy kind of said that the au pair was in on the crime.
Yeah, he threw Elena under the bus. Yeah. But no, I don't think she heard that.
By the way, Uncle Giuseppe might have been a whole phony.
Yeah.
You think? Sounded just like you.
And I think you spelled Giuseppe wrong on Instagram.
I think it's G.
Yeah. Well, it can be spelled. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, the funny thing, though, a little behind the scenes look is producer Nicole had no idea we were doing this. So she's going in our headphones. She's going, wait, is this real? You guys really found the person who stole Lorenz's identity? And we're like, yeah. Be listening. And all of a sudden you hear, hello.
It's
so
me, Giuseppe.
Over the top and so dumb. And she sat in there and was so mad at us. It's funny. It's comedy.
We're doing a show. It's a performance.
Comedy show.
Sketches.
Curtain goes up. Comedy show starts. I'll tell you something that was funny, too, was our dump 'em or date 'em, the hump day dump day, because it was 100% people in favor of dating the guy. Loren, tell everyone, if they didn't hear it, why Katie wanted to maybe not or dump this guy.
I guess they'd been on like 5 dates, and on the last time that they were out, he made a comment about her butt looking nice in jeans, which I would think after 5 dates is a welcome comment or compliment, but she said that she was uncomfortable with it, and she wanted to know whether she should dump him or date him because she's afraid that he will not respect her.
Right. And then a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, she's a prude. This is the 5th date, not the 1st date. Somebody wanted to know if she was a virgin. I mean, the text messages that came rolling in were crazy. Like, you know, if my husband or my boyfriend ever compliments my ass, I'm okay with it.
Well, there was one text that I did like, and I wish that person called and was like, saying someone's ass is nice is different than calling them pretty.
Oh, of course.
You know.
You think calling them pretty
would have been a better thing for him to do.
Right.
Than say, hey, I love your ass.
But besides all that, Katie did say in the phone call that she wore her good ass jeans.
Well, but yeah, but you know.
I get it. I mean, there's definitely, if she felt uncomfortable enough to call in and talk to us about it, then she was uncomfortable with it. But everybody was like, no, girl.
Take it.
It's just his way of trying to move things along and doing a little flirting. And we can't break down how individuals flirt. Everybody flirts differently.
Right.
And if she's not comfortable with it, she could say something.
Half
like,
the time,
hey,
people flirt with me and I don't even know it.
No.
Roy's a bull-a-ass.
You don't know how to say hello or give a high five or a handshake.
No. Lauren, do you remember at that Valentine's Day, that singles party that we had? It's Lauren, me, and Roy standing like in a triangle. And this man comes up and starts talking to Roy. And, like, Lauren and I feel so awkward that we literally, like, back up. And Roy's like, what's going on? Like, why'd you guys leave me? And we're like, he's flirting with you.
Like, no, this man would not make eye contact with
That's
Nicole
the same guy that I'm like, well, he didn't give me his phone number.
And I'm like, it's coming.
And then he came back and gave me his number.
So clueless.
Yeah, no clue.
So funny.
And then I love it because I'm like, yay, I still have it. Someone finds me pretty.
I remember I came in here that one day when I was like making a left-hand turn and I was in the left-hand lane and then somebody was making another left from the other direction, you know, so that they have to like go past my car.
Mm-hmm.
And we made that eye contact and it was this like really pretty girl. And like I locked eyes, she locked eyes. And we smiled at each other.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I still have it. Yes, Manny.
And she meanwhile was like laughing because you had something stuck in your beard.
Of course. Yeah. My hair was all messy or Dean was holding like two fingers up over my head.
She's like, oh, look at that cute kid.
The other thing that we should probably talk about before we go is the Instagram and the likes that they're taking away on Insta, because that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
You'll be able to see your likes, apparently, and it's all just a test right now. Like, Insta doesn't know for sure they want to do this, but they're thinking that it'll be better for our mental health if people don't have likes on their pictures. Producer Nicole is shaking her head yes.
I agree.
And some celebrities were into it. Like Kim Kardashian said that she liked the idea, but Nicki Minaj and Cardi B didn't.
Yeah, I think it's good, especially because I know you said, Roy, that you didn't think it would help with bullying, but I don't think it's so much about helping with the act of bullying as helping kids' mentalities, because I know I know some people who are literally like, oh, I didn't get that many likes on this. People don't like this or something like that. So like for a kid, I can see kind of like the whole debate of like uniforms, not uniforms. Is that person wearing nicer clothes than me? I can see someone in maybe middle school saying, oh my gosh, this person gets this many likes per photo. This person is popular or this person is better than me. So I could see that mentality being damaging to a kid.
Yeah, I guess my thing is that this isn't going to fix that. Like, that's not...
That's what Nicki said. You know what I mean? The comments are more than the likes. But I see what Nicole's saying, too.
I see that, but I'm like, this isn't the... People crave the herd mentality. People crave the attention. And if you don't provide that as a platform, they're going to go somewhere else where you can have an audience that you could do that. So that's why I think Instagram will eventually die if they really roll this out, because that's what people want. And I know it sucks, and I know it causes a lot of anxieties and social issues and emotional issues and mental health issues. But ultimately, that's what people want.
But Roy, why do you think it's that big of a deal? Because you will still be able to see your likes and your insights, but you just won't, like, I won't be able to see how many likes your picture has, and I don't care. I really don't look at how many likes your picture has. I like your picture.
But the world loves things that goes viral. They love that herd mentality thing.
It'll hurt your bloggers. It'll hurt your fashion bloggers.
Well, I don't know that it will.
Why won't it hurt that?
It won't help them with the business because they'll still have analytics, but it will hurt them in the herd mentality of, oh my God, this person got 43,000 likes. This is a beautiful dress.
And I better
follow her, or I better get that because look how many likes this dress gets.
I don't know. I feel like it'll even the playing field for some influencers too. Because here's
it will,
the thing.
But I think it will.
Influencers use these like like DM messaging groups too. So they'll put like whatever post that they just posted into a message with like eight other bloggers. And then those eight bloggers will go comment on it to bump it up to the top. So they have like this like backdoor way of doing things anyway. So they're still going to get that stuff, I think.
But I see Roy's point. If somebody has 43,000 likes on a picture, then they know that that's legit. Like, oh, 43,000 people must think that this person's outfit is legit.
And I'm sure she's going to buy it.
I haven't seen any of her other pictures, but I'm sure she's a baller on all of her pictures. Mm-hmm. So.
But so I guess my thing is that people like that. People want that. And so ultimately what's going to happen is they'll just go to the next thing that has that. And then all the influencers will be there.
I wonder if there'll still be a Discover page, because that's like the most popular things that are happening on Instagram for the things that you like anyway.
No,
so
I never look at that.
I do. I look at it a lot.
I don't.
You do? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I think we should post on,
although I probably
on MRL.
There's some hot dudes that are shirtless on mine.
We should post a picture of like a thumb and then just say like if you like the idea of likes going away.
No.
Like this if you like the idea of likes going away. You get it?
Yeah, I get it. Maybe not a thumb.
I'll do it on TikTok.
Maybe not a thumb. But
yeah. My newfound love.
Hey, but TikTok, you get to see how many likes. I'm telling you, people will go to that.
You can see likes on Twitter, too, and retweets.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I like what they're doing. I think ultimately people are going to rebel.
Okay. All right. Well, Facebook is in charge of that, so we'll find out how they handle it.
Also, other fun fact, a little behind the scenes, I sent an email to our boss. And then you sent the exact same email to our boss.
Which is?
I sent an email saying, hey, look at this study. And then you sent the exact same email to our boss.
Oh.
Yeah, I like that when you don't read the emails. And then.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. The study that says that spoken word is becoming huge.
Huge, yeah.
Yes.
I sent that to you guys and then the boss. And then you took it.
Our boss needs to know.
Yeah.
More talk, less music.
Maybe
right,
I
people?
Should send it now.
I think you should too. Just like everyone send our boss. Yeah. Maybe he'll get the sign that we want to talk more.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.